Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You guys, I have to share this DM that I got from a Burt Show listener right before we left for vacation, because I know it felt really crazy at the time, but this is really, really effective. You remember when I came in and I told you that my fiance and my fiance's daughter were listening to a Mel Robbins podcast? You love Mel Robbins.
I do. I've followed her for a while now, and she gives the most solid advice. Yeah, she's a great motivational speaker.
And she's a therapist too, I think, also. So it's kind of a convoluted story, but she was saying that in order to calm the negative voices in your head, give them an actual name, right? And when they start to talk crap to you, literally name them and tell them to shut up.
She gives you like literal tools that you feel that you feel like a tool using, like the high five project she has, where literally in the morning, the first thing you do is you look in the mirror and you give yourself a high five. And it's a whole mindset shift. So the things that she tells you are very literal, but can have an impact on how you look at yourself and how you treat others day to day.
So I told you guys that when Eliza, I'll just call her my stepdaughter from now on. Can I do that? Even though we're not.
I mean, you guys have been engaged for like 2 years now. Yeah, you should have been doing it for the past 2 years.
Okay. Stepdaughter. She tried it, and I forget what she named her negative voice. But when she did it, I told you guys she took 16 seconds mm-hmm. off of her time, her lap time in a pool. Now, 16 seconds is huge, right?
A lot of time.
And when she continued to do that, she continued to get better and better and better in her swim meet. So it really worked for her. So using that as an example, I've been doing it. And then I came in and these guys did it for 24 hours also. And while it does sound kind of ridiculous in your head to be yelling at this negative voice, I find it really effective for a couple of different things. It sort of red flags you, like how much crap you're starting to talk to yourself with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't even realize the negative self-talk until you like start to notice it.
Somebody's voice was so loud that they couldn't be silenced.
Oh yeah, Patricia tried to negotiate with me. Me and Patricia still have some work to do, for sure.
There is no negotiation. You have to loudly say, and you can even do it out loud if you want to, like, shut up, Troy, or shut up, Trevor, or whatever it is, right? Whenever you see yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, then don't attribute the negative self-talk to you. Do it as the person that's talking crap in your head. So I get this DM, and I just wanted to share it with you guys because it's really effective, and if you want to try it with your kids, you might have the same results. And I'm going to change the names here because I'm not exactly sure this listener wants their story to be told publicly. So it said, Bert, a segment you brought to the show last week has changed mine and my family's whole way of thinking for the better. And you know she's serious because she used capital letters and three exclamation points.
Okay, come on now.
She's serious.
You bet. You talked about a Mel Robbins strategy about naming the voice in your mind that speaks all of your negative self-talk. You explained how we should name that voice and tell it to shut up for exclamation points. In our loudest voice, I told my 10 and 7-year-old girls about this and about how I'm using it as well. We all love this and have been using it regularly. I wanted you to know that my 10-year-old, I won't say her name, has a friend at school who was feeling really down yesterday. He was telling her how he thought he was ugly. She said, okay, first, you're not ugly, but more than that, let me tell you about something we heard on The Bert Show. Aww. She explained the whole concept, and long story short, her friend named his negative internal voice Bob.
That's so cute.
And yelled, shut up, to Bob multiple times with a giant smile on his face. So she says, thank you guys for being so awesome. And it also said, this has made a huge difference in our lives and inadvertently in the lives of others. If kids can start this strategy early, they will be much healthier adults. Thanks for sure. And thanks again.
Oh, and thanks to Mel Robbins for coming up with it.
Look, I'm telling you, you will feel absolutely. Did you feel absolutely ridiculous for the 24 hours you did it?
Yes. Yeah. In the beginning, like towards the end, once you start to see that it works, I think you feel less ridiculous. But in the very beginning, yeah, I felt real ridiculous.
And so did I. And so do I every single time I do it. But I find it really, really effective.
Yeah, for me, I'm still working on Patricia. We're talking about it together in therapy. We're working on a strategy on how to shut up finally, because she won't.
I would not say shut up to your therapist. That's a real person. This is just the person in your head.
Just Patricia. Yeah.
The Bert Show.